Nolte, Kenosha small business ravaged by looters announces permanent closing. By John Nolte on August 25, 2020. A small gaming lounge in the Democrat-run city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, announced on Monday that it will be forced to close permanently after being wiped out by looters. Gravity Gaming Lounge pinned the notice on its Facebook page. "For those that heard, we got looted. Everything in the store was taken and the place was destroyed. For a business that was struggling to get back to normal and pushing through these hard times, we will not be able to come back from this," the post reads. "The damage to our building and the cost to replace the exterior damage and to top it off to replace everything stolen is going to be catastrophic. As we look to see the total costs, at this point we will be closing down completely," the company adds. In a later post, the company thanked everyone for their support, but again explained that the damage was just too much to recover from. "We estimate our damage to the building to be close to $20,000, having to replace both doors, several windows and fix interior damage caused during this horrific event. We also estimate our loss of operating equipment to be roughly $20,000. Our breakdown comes from 8 Xbox One S and 8 PS4 Pros, as all our consoles were stolen. Our game collection for both consoles were roughly about $10,000, and we had 8 damaged monitors beyond repair, 2 PC setups completely stolen along with several mouse and keyboard setups. We also lost 2 Nintendo Switches and all games associated with the console and 2 Game Pro controllers. All our televisions were either stolen or completely destroyed. We suffered damage to our display cases, camera systems, mini fridges used to hold beverages and many other smaller things." The company went on to explain that since it had no plans of reopening, it would not accept donations. "At this time, please do not donate anything, as our costs are highly significant, and as much as we appreciate the help and support, we do not feel comfortable taking others' money when we know everyone is struggling and not just us," the post reads. "We will be fighting with our insurance company over the next month to settle, but we have a long road and journey. And this is what's happening in Democrat-run cities all over the country. Small companies that are not being wiped out by the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, by months and months of looting, arson, assault and mayhem, are being wiped out by stupid and unnecessary lockdowns that have been put in place only to damage President Trump's re-election chances by way of damaging the economy. Look at the numbers the company put up. It might not look like much if you're a fat Silicon Valley plutocrat or some blow-dried cable news anchor, but those are the kind of margins a countless number of small businesses hold on with. Not millions of dollars, not even hundreds of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands is everything to them, and their own government failed at its primary responsibility, to protect them." Instead, Wisconsin's Democrat Governor Tony Evers encouraged the looting with obscene tweets about how he stands with all those who haven't continued to demand justice, equity, and accountability for Black lives in our country. "And this is not going to stop in Kenosha. Any real or perceived misconduct by the police will be used to spread it everywhere. You best prepare yourselves. If a place called Kenosha is not safe, nowhere is." Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.